Blog Talk Radio. brothers and sisters of Celestial Energy. This is Brother Wisdom. What's going on, guys? I went on the YouTube community posting and posted about Bebe Kids. And myself and a brother at the workplace, you know, had a really, really big discussion. And, you know, I was telling, you know, we were talking about Bebe Kids and how the movie was so significant, but because at the time we were looking so much at the entertainment in it and laughing that we could not see the message that was being put out. Now you see Bebe left her children. You know, this is done by Brother Robin Harris, you know, Mother Nature rest his soul, you know, they did the brother wrong, just like a lot of our people. But, you know, Bebe sent $20, all right, to have the three of them go to this amusement park, all right, with Robin and his girlfriend and her son. Now, you know, everything is numerical value, 20. They gave him $20, two, which is a symbol of angelic energy. Three is the symbol of Trinity. But it was four children in all. So four, which represents perfection. And the youngest was the smartest, who was the baby. But in this thing here with Bebe Kids, it was showing us that you had this Robert Harris' girlfriend, I forget the girlfriend name, or the friend girl, whoever she was, her son was representation of our brothers and sisters who were caught up in the system. You know, oh, you got to do this, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do that, you know, you got to do it the way the law says. Oh, if the police get behind you, you got to do this, you know. If they take you to court, you got to do this, you got to pay this. This is what they were. Bebe Kids represented those who were free-hearted, who didn't give a damn about nothing. And they were trying to tell him, you know, because they were picking on him. He was like, you know, you gonna do such, you gonna do this or do that. You know, they were picking on him because he was so closed-minded. How many brothers and sisters you know out there are actually closed-minded? You know, how many brothers and sisters you know who are actually sitting up waiting for the system instead of being a free heart and a free mind, focusing on how to free myself? Very few that you know that you can count on your hand. But it's a whole lot more who caught up in the system. So Bebe Kids was the children and who were like, we're going to have a free heart, we're going to have a free mind, and their energy was so great that the orc beings, or the so-called white people in this movie, were scared of them, and they feared their energy. And they finally woke the young brother up, and he finally realized that he didn't have to be a part of the system. He didn't have to link into the system. He finally realized that I can be free. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to wear a suit. I can wear my locks. I can do what I want to do. I can build what I want to build. So in the essence of the movie, the energy got so high and they started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they started fucking that amusement park up, and that amusement park was the representation of this whole governmental structure, because it's just an amusement park. That's all it is. It's not real. It's just an amusement park. It's a game. It's all a fantasy. It's all it is. So they ended up exerting so much energy that even this white police officer began running from them. These were children. They were nothing but children. But the children represented the energy, the power, showing us how much power that we actually have when we have a free mind and a free heart. And they literally brought that amusement park, that colossal, huge amusement park, down to the ground. And this is where we are going. We are going in this route. Okay? We're moving in this route because now we're saying, you know, we got to have a free mind. We got a free heart. Our people say we're tired of this shit. You know, so saw a brother at the gas station. He's like, you know, my day has just started, but I don't want to start it. I could be doing something else. And the thing about it is we could be building. We can be creating. I was watching a video of how to build pyramids from bricks. And I'm like, we can do this. We can start building pyramids from bricks. And we can build huge pyramids from bricks. And we can put crystals and all kind of other things into them. We can really, really do this. Because we got to have a free heart and a free mind. We have been through too much pain and suffering. We have gone through 500 years of genocide. These beings doing whatever they want to do to us on our planet. They telling us what we can do, what we can't do, when we can move, when we can walk, how we can talk. They telling us, and they're on our planet. They're on our land. We have to be baby kids. We got to be free and say, you know what? I don't care. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your system. Let's turn this car upside down. Let's chase this police officer down and beat the fuck out of his ass. Show him how much power he got. They don't have no power. See, what they've caused upon us is a mental contusion. When you say a contusion is a bruise. So they mentally bruised us and caused us to fall from something that was so powerful. And they want us to live under the likes of them. They want us to continuously take the mess from them spraying the skies and creating winter time, and we going running out buying coats and shoes and boots, and you know, they want us to continually be victims to their system. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to see the reality that we're supposed to be a free mind and a free heart. That's what made us so powerful, is because we had a free mind and a free heart. So they had to force upon us something that was not real. I just had a deja vu occurrence. So I was saw myself talking, doing the same speech, but I couldn't remember where I saw it at, but I saw myself. I had to be in the astral room or something. But they want to control our entire livelihood, and we can't let them do it. We can't. We have to become the children. And you see, that's why I like baby kids, because they were just free. They were just free. And like we said, these orc beings, they fear. Their greatest fear of us is a free heart. Their greatest fear is an unlearned heart. And when we talk about unlearned heart, we're talking about those who are not learned in that system. And the baby kids, they were unlearned in the system. They didn't care about the police. They didn't care about nothing. You had this police officer with a gun on his hip and a badge, and he's running from these four children who were literally wreaking havoc in their little la-la land that they created. They tore that thing down. They brought that amusement park to the ground. And this is where we must be. So we got war. We've got a reason to war. And we're letting them know that, hey, you can't turn us against ourselves anymore. There's many of our people who have worked against their own. We're starting to see that many of them are turning around. Brother Jerome, I got your message too, brother. Hey, my apologies too. All right, my apologies too. We're going to come together one day, two of us and the rest of the brothers and sisters, because we got a lot of work to do. First, we got to prepare our hearts for this inevitable war so that we can go ahead and take back what belongs to us. Yeah, this is what they fear. They fear a free heart. They fear a soul that knows who he or she is. And all these lessons that we have learned, dark energy, worshiping yourself, the light energy, the radiation, the magnetism, the powers that's within us, the ability to control the forces. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned, must apply it every day, and we must apply it and put it to the test and see that once I link it to myself and there's no more fear, because that's what the baby kids didn't have. They didn't have fear. There was no fear in their hearts. They didn't care. And this is where we gotta be. I don't care about your system. I don't care about your money. Just like I said, I like the Joker. Why the Joker? He went and broke into the bank and he took all those millions of dollars. He didn't want the millions of dollars for himself. He burnt the shit. He burnt it because he says, I don't need it. He says, you guys are crazy. You are crazy. And this whole system is crazy. They're idiots. And a lot of our people, you know, like we said before, they're following after the system, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. But what did the baby kids do? They didn't do the same thing. They were doing different things. Every time you turn around, they was doing something. They was tearing something up, and it's like, I don't care. It's not mine. And this is how we need to be. It's not my system. Why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care? Why should I care if that building burns down? Oh, let me put it on fire for them. Why should I care? So many of our people are stuck in that mindset that, oh, you know, you gotta care for this right here because, you know, we need the money for this and that. We don't need a goddamn thing for these motherfuckers. We don't need no reparations. I saw something about some reparations or whatever. And I'm like, me and the brother was talking, I said, there is no amount of money that these beings can give us to repair, because reparations is repair rations. That's all reparations is repair rations. So you giving us rations of money to repair something. There is no money on the planet that you can give us to repair the damage that you guys did to our people, wiping out entire generations. When we say entire generations, we mean there are generations right now that were on the realm, or that were here on our realm, within our realm, that are no longer here. The entire bloodline has been destroyed. Whole generations gone. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin. Whole generations are gone. There is no amount of money that you could possibly give, that you orc beings could possibly give, to replace the bloodlines that were completely wiped off the planet.
There's no money. There's no money to give to replace all the trees that you destroyed, all the rivers and the lakes that you destroyed, all the fruit that you destroyed. And the thing about it is, even our ancient fruit, they have our ancient fruit, the seeds of our ancient fruit, boxed away somewhere at some seed distribution or some seed holding place where they have all of our seeds. And I think it was like three different areas, and one of them got one or two of them got flooded out. And I think they have one left where they have all of our seeds. So there's no amount of money that you can possibly pay us to replace all the gold on our land that you've stolen, the diamonds, the precious gems that we use for technology. We didn't use them to hoard them. That was just a meteor strike that happened in Brazil a few days ago, and some pretty large sized meteors, like a few hundred of them, landed. And you guys can look it up and follow it up on yourself. But several hundred of them landed. And this orc government hears about it. And the Brazilians allowed this. And they ran down there and they put a price on the meteors. This is what they do. This is how low they are. They go and put a price on the meteors. You got something that came from the cosmos for the original people. The shit belongs to us. Whatever comes from the cosmos on this planet belongs to us. This is why we got to get ready and be the fucking baby kids and fuck this shit up and take back what belongs to us and not give a damn about nothing. They put a price. They said, oh, this is worth $26,000. So if you got $26,000, you can have this one big stone. I mean, these are nice size meteors that I saw on the thing I was reading. You look it up. The meteor strike that happened in Brazil. And these orc bands put a price on it. $26,000 per meteor. Because this is what they do. They know nothing else but to put prices on things. And our people have got this notion that, well, you got a price on it, we can do it. No, we got to be the baby kids. And the baby kids knows who the enemies are. The baby kids know these orc things are the enemies. Some of our people today don't know the enemies. They have that time, oh, you can vote for Trump, you can vote for Biden, you can vote for Harris. Guess what? Trump, Biden, and Harris, they're all pedophiles. Huh? They're all pedophiles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, they're all pedophiles. Oprah, Ellen, all of them, they're all pedophiles. So think about it, is we have an enemy among us, and we have to be the baby kids, and we just have to not give a fucking damn and have a free heart and a free mind and just fuck they shit up and fuck them up also, because they got an answer. Their entire species has got an answer for what their forefathers did. And their forefathers did a great disservice to us. A great, great disservice. And we've got to bring the vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's the Lord? We are the lords. We are the landlords. We own this planet. We so-called black people are the owners of this planet. And very soon, we're going to have to show our true ownership, because we're going to have to become the baby kids, and we're going to destroy everything that they created and bring this whole goddamn amusement park that they created to the fucking ground. Don't give a damn about the teddy bears and the little whatever else, you know, that, and the teddy bears and all that represents the money and the cars and job positions and all that. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Just tear the motherfucking shit to pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to become the baby kids. and say, you know what? It's over. It's over. Anybody who wants to depart and say, I don't want to do that, you hold your hands up, you say, you trying to, it ain't time to go yet. What, you trying to leave us? Uh-uh. You joining in with us because you're a part of this. Yeah. We got to become the baby kids and not give a fuck at all. All right, guys. Just a little motivation. Because we're gonna have we're getting ready for war. You can, and these orc beings can feel this shit in the air. They can feel it in the air. You feel it in the atmosphere. It's all over. The tension is high. Because we're ready to get rid of them. No more negotiations, no mercy, no nothing. And we're going in, and we're going in head first. And like one the brother was saying, he said, you know what, how are we gonna get the heads of them? I say, how do you think you get the heads? You start cutting the tails off, that head gonna turn around. You cut the tail of the snake off, that head gonna turn around. That's when you get the head, because now he's weak, because he don't have anyone to fight for them. Their tail is their regular people, the police, the FBI, all that shit. Fuck them motherfuckers up. Show the true power of who we are. We're nature's children. And all those who are confined in the system, we wake their ass up to and really let them know. Slap the fuck out of them. Let them know, hey, wake your ass up, motherfucker. Wake up. Wake up. You've been asleep too long. Let's go to war. Because we've been through too much. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. Let's become the baby kids. Let's not give a fuck. That's on 100. All right. Peace to you all. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say peace to you all? Oh, I must be tired. But you know what? Inner peace for you guys. You got to have inner peace, because in order to have chaos, you must have inner peace. You got to have inner peace in order to show chaos. Tornado has inner peace. The most peaceful part of the tornado is inside of it. On the outside of it is complete, pure chaos. So you got to have inner peace. So I'll say inner peace to you all. But as usual, chaos. Chaos. We bring chaos to this entire planet. Global chaos. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. Chaos to you all.
For you I bleed myself dry.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, 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 everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru, and we thank you guys for always joining us here at Enhancing Awareness Radio. We have grown so much, and I have truly enjoyed this season, guys. This season is coming to a wrap. We have been talking about a lot of heavy stuff, you know, and we decided to kind of lighten it up a little bit, you know, with clips and all of that, you know, kind of just less talking. You know, it was less talking this season, more education. You know what I'm saying? So I love, love, love that fact about that. I hope you guys have been taking notes all season. We definitely appreciate you guys for the feedback that we get in the background. You guys telling us that we're doing a good job. You love what we do. We thank you. Shout out to the ancestors. Thank you guys. Today in Motivational Classroom, we're going to be talking about, it's going to be a classroom statement for me too, guys, because Eternal, he mentioned stuff, you know, and he talks. And he teaches on a higher level, if you will, you know what I mean? But I always take note. I understand them, but, well, not always, but sometimes I know the audience and I know you don't really, some of you guys tell me that you can't really comprehend a lot of this stuff. Because when it comes to spirituality, I have learned that there are definitely levels, you know what I'm saying, to this, right? So definitely levels to this. So if you guys ever have any questions in the background, please feel free to always email the show, enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. You can email us at any time if you got questions, if you want to, you know, be a part of the show. If you have a classroom segment that you want to bring to Enhancing Awareness Radio, just anything, guys, always email us for clarity if you do not understand something. All right? So with all of that being said, guys, what we're going to be talking about is the 14 generations, okay? So as I was saying, you know, Eternal says stuff and he teaches, and sometimes I would jot down, you know, ideas for later broadcasts or later shows, you know, that we could possibly, you know, formulate, you know what I'm saying, just in his lectures alone. So, look, I feel like a personal assistant. No, but just his lectures alone, guys. So, today, the 14 generations was one that I actually jotted down, and because I didn't understand them, I'm like, hey, 14 generations, okay, that's what does that mean? You know, it sounded intriguing. So that's what we're going to be doing today. And I have no idea. I have no idea what the 14th generation is, guys. So this is going to be a good one for me. From Eternal's note, you know, let's bring up the notes. Relation to this is why we must study the cyclic in order to adapt to the 14th generation gives us the truth of ever so. So anyway, guys, these are Eternal notes. Eternal, I'm gonna put these notes in the our chat so you can have it for what I put down for our notes. But Eternal, peace onto you. How are you this rising? And can you tell us what is the 14th generations? Yeah, what is the 14th generations?
Greetings. Peace. How are you feeling?
Peace. I feel all right. Feel all right today.
Okay. All right. Need some left. That's okay. We're going to get that anyway. It's called our breath.
yes.
I like the fact that you brought up baby children before I get into the topic. How you brought up the baby children we call baby kids. Now, of course, baby meaning two and two. So you see an up and you see a down of certain things that we look at. How do we see between the two? What is the difference? What's the life expectancy of it? And this is where we get a lot of, confirmations into books. Books tell us certain type of, it could be allegories or it could be the connotations that's usually explained to us, yet it's a story. It's a story that's based on some truth, some lies, and as they call it, strangely mixed in between. So now it's like the analogy. What do we really see out of it that makes us more compelled to knowing our own truth? I mean, like certain things are being depicted in front of us, we wouldn't say that is the best thing for us. And the only way we could really find out is by basically going into it, right? So we really don't know about what 14 generations is basically being explained to us, right? Yet there's a point of this side of Jesus aspect. He lives beyond the 14th generation. Yet, well, how do we explain generations? Well, generations is just like how you have a brother and a sister, right? And your brother and sister is from a certain set, a certain generation. You follow me so far?
Yeah, I'm following you so far.
And because of that, you have a certain family bracket that comes out of that. So we're talking about people born or living at the same time around you, which makes you like how they have what they call baby boomers.
Yeah, you generation X.
Right, the golden generation.
Right.
So it's
so
like
these are
like an explanation of years, but I'm calling it. Go ahead, say it again.
All right. No, I said I'm with you. I'm understanding more as you talk. Go ahead.
So, what I can only do is kind of give you, a commercial within a life expansion of your life. And it would be hard to give you the commercial without me giving it to you in the movie. Because the movie will explain everything about the commercial. However, I got to really just throw it at you real quick so that you can get it. So it's like, okay, let's get back into this so we can get further into it now and get the details. This is the same explanation about Enoch. You know, Enoch was here for, let's just say, one generation. And that one generation was within that 1 year, I'm going to just say that. And so that was just his life expectancy. Everybody that came around within that same time frame of that year was that generation of those people. So it's explaining, from one point of view, just a year, people around you in a year aspect. Now, if it was for 35 years, then it'll be like, this is the expectancy of this generation. And then it could change mm-hmm. to, let's say, the next 35 years. So certain things like that, right? All right, okay. So let's just go biblical right quick. I didn't go too far. Because we could go rabbit hole when you go up in here. I'm like, which way we went, left or we went right? Oh, this guy, good. He got to go three more left to get to this right. So, yeah, you can have different interpretations for, as we say, a different meaning. So you get like translate and transliterate are two different forms. So just like you say, every day is your birthday. You could say every day is your birthday, couldn't you?
Mhm. You could.
Just how you say every year is your birthday, right?
Mhm.
And then yep. You could say, "This is my generation of my birthday."
Okay.
That'll change the whole thing up. You'd be like, "Wait a minute, what are you talking about? Like, you on some old higher technology? Like, I ain't even think of that." So
right, exactly.
Just like our vocabulary,
right?
Your vocabulary can change. Your expansion
mm-hmm.
of how you think can change. You're now able to adapt versus just adopt to what's going on. Like every year we see the ball drop. And every year we got to sit under the tree and give thankfulness to this tree that's artificial. And it's cut from the tree if it was real. It can't even breathe anymore like it was breathing when it was giving you your oxygen to its carbon dioxide. We were giving it. So it was like, a lot of things that we're doing on a yearly base, like every year is your birthday, even though not every year is really your birthday because it's really like 9 months is your birthday. And then you say, it's my birthday. And then you're like, you came to the birth one time. You came to birth. Mama birthed you out one time. You grabbed a cake from that of what your mama probably put in front of you because you didn't know nothing about a cake. So she's like, let me put this cake in front of my baby and let everybody remember I gave birth to this baby, and now it's his birthday. Go on, make a wish. And then she, you can't blow it out. So now she got to blow it out for you, and she's blowing out your knowledge each year. And you got
mm-hmm.
your daddy doing it, your grandma, your aunt, your uncle, everybody, because they remember they were getting their lights blown out. So let's blow your lights out on this cake, and let's add more candles to it. Let's see how much you're not paying attention to your real spiritual body enhancement. When every
mm-hmm.
year is really a 12-month, at least you know that. At least that's what it's supposed to be said, right?
Right.
Yeah, it could be like every day could be your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so that already messed you up from 9 months, which is supposed to be like 12 months, which also, if you really did it and saw the math of if it was 12 months, go back 3 months to really find your spiritual body inclination before you had a physical body, now dissemination, because, of course, you've just been sitting it out. So you've been, just like how they say in military, you've been discharged.
Hmm.
So now you have a discharged
mm-hmm.
body, right, that you don't know how to charge. It's just like having a car. You don't got the key. How you going? What you gonna do? So now you get in this car. Somehow automatically it kicks in. You're like, dang, how that? Well, I guess I'll go to work. I guess I'll do whatever the function is that everybody else is doing. And now you're part
mm-hmm.
of that system.
Mm-hmm.
And now you in that generation of that system. We could say, let's say for 490 years you've been doing this. And you don't have no restoration to it at all because you don't know about the Messiah, who the Messiah is, because you heard it from the last generation and the generation before that and the generation before that. So now, if you're talking about generations, it could be 35 years, and now this next generation comes up, and they explain they years of this generation, and now you add on another. And so now, in 14 generations, this has been happening. Are you speaking the same stuff that's irrelevant to who you really are? It's a part of you. It's about 10% of you that they talk about that makes sense. While 90% is like, dang, that still don't I don't feel the balance out of that. Because maybe they told you it was about the man and not the mother to create you, and then we're going to say divine. If we can't see divine yet until we see physical. We hear in the physical, so we got to see it from the backwards point of view before we say divine, because we were taught it was spiritual before we even knew what divine was. And he was like, okay, wait a minute, so what is spiritual? See, you could step on a rock, but see yourself, you see yourself separated from that rock. But it took generations to create that rock. And here you stepping on it and don't care about it at all. So you don't even have a connection to the generations that's before you, just like how we have no respect for each other. We constantly build this invisible wall up to where now when we get to 14 generations of basically saying a generation of each other, right, in the generation, we in the 5G of ourselves, because we're learning right now. We get 5G into technology, and we're still learning that, oh, something else is changing up while we're not paying attention. So now someone got a clock on everything as far as what we call cognizant, because that's what the cogs do, to go tick, 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 tick. Oh, yeah, my bad. It said tick, tock, tick, tock, and then it went tick, 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 and now it goes, oh, you don't hear anything now. So you don't even know how the time used to work.
Yep.
So you out of time a long time ago. You never heard the time getting taken away from you, because it was at one point ticking.
It did stop ticking.
Okay.
So now, think about it. Yeah.
We've been resetting this button that don't need to be reset, like the brother said. You see harder they fall. That brother blew up the dollar bills. I said, he blew up the dollar bill. Wait a minute. Let me go back. He done knocked down the cats that stole the money. Then want this woman back. However, they know if this woman go over there, I mean, if this woman come to you and they give you the money, she going to die. Okay, well then, let's just get rid of the money. Get rid of the money. And she still had to fight. They still had to do their thing. It was like, the money don't matter. Yeah, the money does not matter, because you are the money. You've been this currency for the longest. The more we put ourselves more into the system, the more we are part of the system. You'd be like, okay, wait a minute. How do I get this cyborg stuff off of me? No, you done put it on you so far. It's so embedded in you. You implanted it in yourself. We got people that want to have Android babies already. Android babies, bro. I'm like, yo, are you serious? Like, you want to move that far out of yourself?
Explain
you
to
will
me
remove
what an Android
yourself?
Baby. Explain to me what an Android baby is.
Okay, come on, Nanny. Because they had grandma going over there and help out the other baby that want hers. Just get this breast milk, because your baby not... We sick. Our house is sick. Let's go and fix this house. See, we didn't know house was not only just a physical form. It was a mental form. So now we deform by how we've been using the form. Now we don't have the formula. And we need the formula, because that's all we had a long time ago in the body. We done gave it out, like I said earlier before me, giving out my plasma. That's generations of my plasma. Gone. Just gone. Just give it on out. Gone. Get it. Just gone. Take it. I ain't even thinking about it. Like Blade, 1, 2, 3 generations gone, hit it in their face so if they can see it, they can see it. And we're going to put it in a movie so it's so fast that you ain't going to get it. It's like in a nanosecond. It's like a commercial. It's so fast that if you're on ADHD, it'll go right on past you. If you're on ADD, go right on past you. So like you said, I might be speaking on a higher level. However, it's on the same level that everybody's on. It just seems high. It seems high. You know, you look at the sky, right? And you look at a certain distance and it's dark. And you're like, yo, it's dark out there. Is it? Is it only 10% that you can see a light?
Eternal, let me reiterate right there. I say a higher level. I want everybody to understand that there has to be a bridge. You know what I'm saying? So what we do here at the Hands of Awareness Radio, we're the bridge, okay? So
right. It
is the same level ultimately, you know what I'm saying? But we gotta talk about the bridges. We gotta build the bridges. You know what I mean? So we're doing it.
And that's why you are the purpose, like you just said. You have to bring our tribes together, and you have to be the interpreter for what I'm saying to to the tribe that you brought together. If not,
yes,
they're not going to get what I'm saying. So if
yes,
I say it to my tribe that already knows what I'm saying, they're like, oh, yeah, that's why, that's what he be saying all the time. He's going to be on it.
Yeah.
So now we got a past, right? We got a present,
yep,
and we even got a near future already happening. We got three generations without even saying. There's an invisible three generations about to unfold itself. We got children that's already being connected to this earth that they say born into this connection of Enoch. So we got a whole bunch of the 13th generational connection of how we call it for real, the body parts of Asar that was cut into 14 pieces and was one separated, and they say they will never get it because this piece is more valuable than all the pieces that they got on the body, and they call it a phallus. And then how you going to make it a palace? And then how you going to call it up as in a legacy? You're going to have a three, as in what we were just talking about, again, see this, where the Legba, the Trinity, the what we call the Hoodie, the symbolic symbol of how you open your eyes. You can see it from a 360 degree because you saw 270 of it the most of the time of the day and the night, to where now you're not in a tunnel vision. You're in a peripheral vision. You're seeing mostly and everything all the time now, even though you say, oh, I don't see that. No, you must have tasted it, touched it, felt it, heard it from all kind of, yeah. Is that now? Is your senses are now more applied. You don't even know how you've been keeping applying it. They don't put it in too many movies now. They got to invent them right now. Like to a point where you saw from Venom to Carnage how the red bug and the black bug, as we call it, the red ant and a black ant, are either afraid of each other because of the colors and, oh, this is more venomous, yet he ate the other one. So now cannibalism. Still want us to go against each other. Just like a harder they fall, we were still going against each other. Now, we killed a little bit of the Tomahawks, but we were still mainly in the technology of killing each other. So it's like, your
yes,
main goal
true
is to destroy each other. I am not your enemy. I'm going to
yes,
say that again.
Yes.
Bro,
on.
I am not your
yes,
enemy, bro.
Yeah.
I'm my own enemy.
Yeah.
I am my own
yeah,
enemy. I have to go within here to find out what enemy, because this world already said, we're going to let y'all coexist. Let's see how y'all function while y'all coexisting. Let's see if y'all can actually coexist while y'all talking about not coexisting. And now
come
let's
on,
see how that magic works.
Well,
let's see how you
goes,
use your magic now. Yeah, because it can be that deadly that you can reverse it on yourself. And now with three times fold, that's why they call it the Trinity in the first place, three times fold because you're saying dual, like how you dial, you dial on the telephone, right? Whoa, okay, wait. You rotated on a rotator that was of the old phone before we, oh, wait, I'm going to go back. You Morse code, oh, no, wait, I'm going to go even further than that. I'm going to say, you said, and your mama came with an instant. My baby crying. I know what my baby needs. Don't even pick him up. You don't even want that. Y'all don't even know what he wants. That's a different type of ah. See, you got to learn that. And that ah, that's the highest vibration in America. What? And we're not on the study of it. Your vowels, your vibration. How do you speak to your brother? It could be disrespectful. Is it respectful? Say again, brother.
Well, I said babies say that ah a lot.
This is where the eye comes from. The eye don't see it. The eye becomes the raw and it's the sun disk. So you've been dissing the sun as in sun disk, as in disking it. So that's why we became a wrecker, like a shipwrecker, like a toe wrecker. See your own toes. See, toes are spiritual. That's why we say spiritual. The word is there, nature. See, nature is about God. We call it God, right? However, the God was the reverse of nature. That's why it became dog. And now we dog our mom. Now you got dogma. Why we got these words in front of us? Because we've been putting a peg on our leg the whole time. We call it leg and ends. Most women wear it and call it leggings for short. But then there's legends. You've been in ledge in. You've been in leg in for all your life. We have a calendar. We call it call ender. Or is it call lender? Is it ka lender? So you got ka spirit. So that's creative all the time. It ain't no time out for that. It's on all the time. Why we had the TV turn off? Because we were so turned on by it. So now the TV can't shut off unless you press the button to get it to shut off. Some TVs don't even have a button on it no more. So they ain't got like, oh, shoot, I don't even know how to turn this sucker off. I got to figure out how to work with the remote. Oh, the battery's dead. Oh, my gosh, now the TV can't come off. Let me unplug it. I got to still use my own brain to figure this out, how to unplug this sucker. Because somehow this power's still getting sourced up. Ain't that form of magic? You using magic all your life. You've been, like, sitting around as an astronaut in your time-traveling machine, going to one spot to the other and get there faster than the time set on the GPS. You're like, how did I get here that fast? Because time is an illusion. And you've been in the illusion. But, yeah, it's about your kilometers. Kilometers. You know, burner boy, kilometers. I was like, what? I didn't even pay attention. We in a chi, a key with a low of meters. It's still me and you with this whole ethers, etherical. All this is from the ethers. This is from the netters. We in a net all the time. You passing a dollar, it's still a net. You connected to it. You wear a neck or necktie. You in a neck tying ourselves into something. So this is why we got to be more in tune with this. Can't be a cartoon. That's anime. But you a two, though. What I see in three. That's why it becomes a duality. This is why we in a duel in ourselves. Took out your knives and your swords. And your swords and your knives end up being swords being words. Words and swords. It's an S with the word. So when it's a sword now, you just ching, 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 ching. Now you got to put a shield in it because you can't keep using that sword. You're using it with one arm. Okay, can you switch? Are you ambidextrous? Oh, you're not ambidextrous. Okay, well, I'm going to cut your arm, and now let's see how you work. Okay, now you ain't got much fight in you. Now what you going to do? You going to keep fighting? See, when a fighter keeps fighting, they got to stop learning how to fight all the time because they're going to be fighting and everything as soon as they walk in the room. But it's called neophyte, isn't it? Neo, as in one fight. You getting one fight, you think you're good now? Oh, you need 10 fights to get it? It's called a movie Bruise, if you haven't paid attention to it. The movie Bruise showing about the woman. The woman. Okay. Get yourself back in your square, woman. That's what they were showing you the whole time in the movie. I was like, yo, if they get this, they will get it. But if they don't, it's going to run right by them and be like, phew, I got ADHD. I ain't see none of that. I don't even know what's going on. Give me that Pepsi. Pass me that Pepsi. No. Drink that water while you're watching that. See how she go through it, where she's seeing, oh, alcohol. Oh, that's not going to help. Oh, my son. Wait a minute. I got a son? It was like, wake up call. It's something from your generation that's been happening generations and generations. And, oh, now you got to be a mother to your child. And now you a boxer, a fighter. You a ultimate fighter. You've been fighting all your life. You've been Queen in Zynga, but yet, here you are with the Tomahawk doing Othello in a feminine energy. So now we're going to see how Othello gets so low. Oh, Othello. See, words been there. But they're telling us what is the word in the first place. Othello or the meaning of, and of meaning what it is, origin. The meaning to her. To me meaning to Hootie. Yeah, he's low, like a key, like kilo, low key energy, like kilometers. See, all these things going to always constantly run back into itself. It's just a different form of it. And now you can see it from a ground point of view, stand, get up on your feet point of view. And now go and walk in there now because you got that wisdom. Go on in there now and do your thing. Don't act like you ain't never done it before because you done did it before. And they start right in the beginning to show you, bam, bam, 10, 9, boom, ding, 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 KO. Now she got a start in her life. Someone who was fighting all their life to about 10 battles, win all of them. You might as well just say 10 generational connection to her years of herself, or maybe one generation of the 10. I don't know. However you want to put this to yourself. Your connection to yourself each year you're going into a yearn yourself. Now, of course, if you don't earn yourself, you're going to find that 11. That 11 to change you as a message, and she still got it in the story. They're telling you in the story while 10, and then who she's facing? Someone who's 18-0. Now, you won all 10 years of your fighting career. I mean, all 10 battles, not one loss. But you take that one loss that felt like the first one that took you from the first round you ever fought. So now you like, dang, I feel terrible. No. Don't feel terrible. Here's your son. And by the way, his husband, the man you used to date with, because he's a brother, he done got killed. And the man you with right now, he a tomahawk. So he ain't going to change you into your life. He's going to make you feel like you're in more hell. And then, oh, let's not forget, he basically messed you up in the first round by letting you go in there and fight somebody that you weren't even in competition with. There was a whole bunch of like, oh, man, she got betrayed, got bruised and abused. And now look at this rape, this five-minute rape man having it in her, talking about, oh, you made me so mad and angry, and then he wanted to dominate the poom-poom, but he couldn't even do nothing with it. And I was like, oh, wow, this is what their life is about? And this is why we still want to be in their life? And then how I saw I had to twist up and say, you know what, I can't deal with you. Let me deal with the sister. And the sister, oh, my gosh, the sister teaching the young brother how to do meditation. And whenever you got problems, bring your arms up in the air. And then it had to happen right in front of his mama. And she didn't even get that connection by her. Instead, the woman said, let me learn about you a different way, because I taught you all how to do the moves, you kind of, and get on me. And that was the healing purpose, but the healing was missing right there, right in the movie, smidget of the movie. And then it was like, boom, let me go into my sensual. Hey, dang it, you went through your sexual, you didn't get through your sensual. You went through the sexual. And then she says, oh, that's not me. Then she says, oh, you know what? I'm going to go into drinking. And now she go get in accident, car accident, whatever. I'm like, oh, look how this movie is twisted and turning. However, it's the same sister that was in the beginning. As I see her, she's real strong about herself. She was confident. She was doing meditation. I'm talking about the coach, the trainer. She was doing her meditation. Okay. So I'm like, yo, she remind me of like Street Fighter with M. Dawson type level. Like, I need to see how she fight. Like, she probably could do some damage. However, this was not about a fight. Yeah, it was about a fight for yourself. This whole movie was a fight for herself. As soon as she realized she had a child. Well, you got to jump in, man. As soon as she realized she had a child, she ran. Bro. She realized I have a child. Oh, my God. She just ran. And this is like raining. Like, why are you running in the rain? However, sometimes you got that energy. You be like, man, F this. And you just keep going. You're like, let it out. Just let it out. Let it out. You ain't gonna hurt nobody. As long as you ain't hurt nobody, cool. And just let it out. You know what I mean? If you can do it where it's gonna not hurt you or hurt someone else, do it. Do it. Find out what gives you that adrenaline pumping and release it. Not to a point where you, like I said, going pushing yourself past the limit to where you're hurting yourself. Because if you notice, you watch this movie, you find out about betrayal all around and who's your friend and not your friend and who basically wanted you just drunk all your life so you can be used all your life and abused and bruised, as the word is said for this movie, all your life. So it still had this, like, you might get tear jerked off of this movie because it got me. I'm saying the mama generation, right? The grandmama generation you don't see nothing about. The deadbeat fathers, or the father that didn't even get to be a deadbeat because he actually was doing something, but he got taken out before we even knew anything about him. So, like, these are the generations. We're in the fifth generation. We're getting ready to go into a sixth generation. We're learning our body parts as we're going through these years, these days, to be calling it a year for yourself. You're finding out right now. You're in Sagittarius constellation right now. You into learning your hips, what you hip about. Like right now, I can speak my mind because you can actually accept certain things right now in this time frame because you slowed down finally. All that in the summertime, you was running around. I couldn't even talk to y'all. Y'all wouldn't get over what I'm saying right now. As long as you, okay, let me slow down. I'm sitting there. What was your brother talking about? He said the same thing last. Oh, wait a minute. This is starting to make sense now. I remember him saying it, but it's like some added pieces he's saying. It's like now it's making sense because the Jupiter is over here giving you, okay, abundance. But now Saturn over here is saying, discipline. And you're like, oh, shoot, I got to discipline myself. Well, you've been talking to yourself like I've been talking to myself. And I just so happen to have a whole bunch of all these planets inside of myself. And now when they're finally coming around, I'm like, oh, attraction. And this is what we said earlier, right? Magnetism. How you magnify and don't even know it? How you walking in a room and don't know it? How you don't know as soon as you walk in a room, like five other people walking right behind you? You're like, where do all these people come from? You even notice that? How you notice or not notice that sounds when you make certain things as a confirmation for yourself, they all of a sudden go ding.
You know, you're talking about, I just wanted to let you know, I actually notice in my life. I actually do notice.
Okay.
So, yeah.
See, now, that's what starts to prove your spiritual side, having a factual side, not just a point where, like, oh, I don't know if it could come up. Mm-mm. This is factual.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to go with your factuals. But your factuals, of course, have to have backup. That's why you call it factuals in the first place. Yet, it's been probably opinionated, and this is why the generations are still starting to unfold now, and they're showing you, oh, this was an opinion. This wasn't a fact anymore. Like, we know about stories of the past now that's starting to show its ugly heads. And you're like, okay, wait a minute. This is not how it – this is different. Somebody taught me this from a baby. And now I know in the generations that came out, I'm learning differently. This is not in baby spoon type level now. This is where I can eat it like meat. And it's not meat anymore. It's vegan food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can fast. You know, I ain't even got to eat like I used to eat.
Just so you know, I actually seen something today where there is there are like two vegan, they call it vegan, but two vegan restaurants in New York where what's on the menu is it's human flesh, but they call it vegan. Have you heard about that?
I can imagine, because what they're doing is they want to make the blood still in the meat. So certain meats that we thought like, it was some kind of meat. I forgot what it was. A burger, Impossible Burger, I think it was. Yeah, Impossible Burger, where they made a regelled blood type to go into the meat so that you would still taste the thinking of meat. And so that's why you want to buy it. Like, we're addicted. We're addicted to a lot of things. I'm addicted to picking up this phone, you know. I'm addicted to, addicted, period. And now I got to discipline myself. This is why, why did I even talk about 14th generation? It's about the Daniel connection. See, David went in at the age of 8. And then it was the idea of why would he go into a den? What is this den about? Why he had to go in here? Because it's the Eden concept. It's about what you're eating. So now as a garden and a guardian, this is why the lions are in there, to tame us, to make us, you know, not being coerced to, I mean, not being connected to who we actually are. And so now it's really to say that we got to be connected to it, because it's not just a guardian thing. It's a temple thing. And we got to be in tune with our temple. And so what did David have to do but kneel down, and that way he could be aligned with the lion, a lion and a lion. So this whole connection is not saying that David had to become David. He had to become Daniel. Daniel is like a feminine knowing of himself, like Noel. That's why Noel Peace Prize became a Nobel Peace Prize. But when you put bell to it, you change that. What we're talking about, bays, the bays are really bells. These are origin letterings and names that came out from something else. And this bay is also the same thing as saying bag. So you put a bag on the bay. And this is why the land is still connected to the bell, like the Liberty Bell. All right, so one second.
Okay. All right, you guys. Again, thank you for listening. Let me go ahead and see if there's anybody in the caller queue. Guys, this is interesting, you know, when it comes to the 14 generations, because how I'm understanding this is the 14 generations, you know, what have been, have we ever, you know, had a chance to stop and look and study each generation and its attributes? You know what I'm saying? Have we even cared to study? This particular broadcast is going to ignite me to truly go back, you know what I'm saying, and truly study. They always say, you know, in order to understand where you're going, you must understand where you came from, right? So in understanding where you came from, you know, it's a lot of times you have to go back. So how I am perceiving this particular broadcast is to go back and truly start to understand and research what happened. But in by doing this, you do this by the 14. What were the generations before you? Even though they had gave us a commercial and the names and stuff like that, I think that it's going to open a door. So,
right.
Yeah, that's all.
This not only open a door, not only open a door, a window, an opportunity. You know how they say,
okay, when
you hear somebody knocking, let them in. Well, this is different. This is where you have a hut that never had a door. This is before the invaders came in and just start taking and going and, you know, pillaging. This is that point of saying, okay, look at your generations as dynasties. And you go 13th dynasty, well, what happened? It didn't say, okay, well, now go from dynasty to that 13th dynasty to that 14th dynasty and see how it switched. What we don't see is that the generations is the seventh generation man, seventh generation woman unfolding to become herself, and we didn't get to see that. We basically went by what someone was telling us so much. And now you say, oh, well, this must be man, or and this must be woman. And then, yet, this is the imbalance between the two. And now we're seeing that. Because who really did the study? Of course, we got seven holes on the head, the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth, and they're connected. So the seven holes still represent four, as in where it's connected to. Yet, it's all connected to that one source. And that one source basically shows you, if I took your heart out, would you still be existing?
If not, you would not.
Not at all. You were just gone. That's it. Once the heart is gone, that's it. It's a wrap. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could take a piece of your brain, you could still exist.
You know what? I think you can.
Yeah. You can still exist. Now, mind you, this is what amnesia is about, too. See, I bumped my head at 16. When I bumped my head at 16, I asked my parents, I said, did you ever bump your head? They said, yeah. I was like, get the freak out of here. I'm not the only one to bump my head. So how many people actually have bumped their head and not realize they bumped their head? You got a lump on your head from the bump?
I do, actually. I got a scar.
Yeah, I got one, too, on the back of my head.
Yep. I got the back, I was a baby, by the way. I was dropped at the baby, you know, the how you hit your foot at the edge of the bed. I was dropped and I hit that going down. So I got a scar at the top right. So yeah, I don't remember it though, but I got the scar.
Okay. Cuz you had amnesia. And it's an ironic thing is I hit my head. Looking back, looking forward, by the time I look forward, I run into a pole. Not only have I hit my head once, I hit my head twice, and I hit my head at least three times. I've been on a tree, and I wanted to swing down like Tarzan. Instead, the rope snapped, and I landed on a big old rock and landed on the back of my head. That was the first time I had a big knot on the back of my head. They said, if you run into, like, lightning twice, it was like, there's no way lightning hits twice. Yeah, you can find out lightning does, it can't hit twice. And so the same way of hitting the head, let's say you hit that same spot. That same spot can have you black out. And now it got to do some work. It got to do some fixing in your brain. But, yeah, at the same time, it got to give you some cushion to still be all right, function, and do all those things, the mechanical part. However, I'm going to go to your memory first and wipe some of that out because you don't really need all that. That's why it's amnesia.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how we go to a coma. And this is why it's called also comet. This is also why it's called kemet. your body's having a chemical imbalance, but now you're having a chemical experience through your chemist. Like alchemy. Alchemy is a point of saying, did you hurt at one point and then you didn't even have that hurt? How did you do that? How did you switch it up so fast? You was mad about something just a second ago. Now you released. What'd you do to release? How did you get that out? And this is that purpose of how alchemy is for the 13th. This unfolding of the 12 to the 13th is how man realized how he can basically suck his own energy back into himself.
Just for educational purposes, when asking that question, you know, as I am an alchemist, you know, when you ask me how did I do that, you know, I couldn't answer you because a lot of times I don't know how the fuck I'm doing it, but I'm doing it.
Okay, so how are you breathing?
I don't know how I'm breathing.
Okay, so in the Matrix, they said, is that you breathing? And then he had to think about it. He's like, wait a minute. I ain't even got to think about the breathe and I'm breathing? God dang, this is diabolical. And am I even breathing? Because this is probably where I don't even have to breathe in. Your heart has its own brain. Just like your head has its own brain. Just like your hips that we're now discovering right now in this time frame has its own brain.
There it is.
And where does it start? But fire. Fire is in there. Fire is in your head, in your heart, in your hips. Why would they give it the same letter as the heater, as in to say heat or helium or hydrogen? This is connected to a heat, a hot kind of thing, something that's creating a movement in this eighth sound, like it's hot, you know. So how do we have heat? Even when you saying the word, you feel hot hand. Your hand be feeling hot when you say it. So why is these are familiar tonations already set according? That's like someone knew this in generation before the generation was going to speak it. So this is how you reconnecting back to your O, or what I say, your mouth. And your mouth is basically how you say, oh. But now, while you say, oh, your mouth could look like an I. While you're saying it, your mouth could look like an I. As in, drawing the shape of an I, your mouth can look like. However, that's not the I. That's raw. And then it's not even raw. It's the sun disk. See, through generations, you know this. And now, you say A-R-E. Right?
A-R-E?
Don't you use it?
Okay.
Don't you say it? Right. What is E-A-R? The same thing? This is in reverse. Yeah.
Ah. Okay. Okay.
So how did you not know the ancestors was with you when you created that name? See what I'm saying? We wouldn't know it, yet somehow you knowing it. You are knowing. You're doing it. You're in a nowness state.
Yeah.
You become present. And that makes you a present to a gift to everything that no one even knows yet because it's still a present. It's, you still can be present. That's what omniscient is, omnipotent, omnipresent, omnipotent. You're making yourself all the time known. This is how Eternal became Eternal. Eternal wasn't Eternal earlier. Eternal was Eric. Then Eternal said, you know what? I like the third person part. I've been hearing about it. The Rock says blah, blah, blah. The Rock says blah, 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 blah. And I said, what's his name? Dwayne Johnson. Okay, he's not The Rock. But he says The Rock. I like that. He didn't write it R-O-C-K. He wrote it R-O-C. Okay, I like that too. So when your mind starts to say you want your program, like, you know what that is. You don't have to have nobody tell you what that is. It becomes a program to yourself that these are the same things you say, I don't know how to connect to your God. Well, your God been saying you, all these letters you've been using this whole time. Your R is still raw. It's backwards. You just didn't know it. So you've been under your umbrella of your God You've been speaking godly, but you're just not feeling what godly's giving you. You got talent.
Mm-hmm.
They say a tall with an E-N-T, talent. You're just missing the L that's upside down and is missing and is invisible, so you can't tell how tall you are in your E-N-T, which is your neck or your 10. Your 10 is how you come out of things. You know how somebody says, well, just for 10. Just for 10 you're doing it. Don't they tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
Just for 10. And then that thing, you know, it just started to work itself. I'm like, huh? How that? If
be
I'm
careful.
10, then I'm being fake. I'm being phony.
Be careful because the lie can become the truth. What Mike say?
Okay, come on. And then you'd be like, how did this end up happening? First, I was like, I kind of act like I was not liking him, but now I really do like him. He's cool. He's cool brother.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I was acting like I didn't like him. I was acting like it, though. And it's like, but then when you start to act like you like him and you didn't like him, and then all of a sudden the lightning started kicking in. You're like, wait a minute. I'm saying I don't like this brother.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to prove something to show that you don't like this brother. And now you're contradicting who you are. And now here comes the phony. Here comes the phony. I ain't like your ass in the first place. Oh, wow. How long you been holding that up? So you an enemy to me. And now I find out I'm a sucker for not knowing these things because you put fake reality in me. You're embedding a fake reality. When we speak general, we speak general. But when we get more specific, that's like saying, here it is in the public, and now let's talk private. Somehow that got twisted in our private parts in the public, our public in the private, and we don't even know which one. We get confused. A lot of people get confused just having conversations. Text can be confusing. You know, symbols, signs can be confusing because we're so dependent on it. Now that when we come out of the box, oh, I don't get what you're saying. Oh, I'm lost. Where are you at? You right here in front of me. How are you lost? The words become a part of your mental now that you feel me? You got to feel what I'm saying in order for you. Like, wait a minute. Do I got to actually touch you to feel you? You see what I'm saying?
I do.
I got to look and see what you're saying first in order for me to see. Yet, these are the personifications, the triphonic, the biphonic, and the uniphonic that words became as in dimensions. This is why Coptic became a point of learning, that it was from a dead, as most people wanted to call it, a dead script writing that was really pictured form, that you have picture form graphic thoughts to now it's been flat form and platform to now it's flat. So now we formulate it differently, like the map. We know the map is flat. We know the earth is not necessarily flat, yet is explaining a flatness. So now we accept the flatness of the world versus the roundness, or we accept the roundness versus the flatness. And so someone was taught us this in reverse. So to say separated first, now that you're separated, y'all confused.
Mm-hmm.
Can it be flat and round? Can that be possible? Let's look at it like this. You have a concave cup, right? A concave cup. Mm-hmm. That means you have a circular formation at the bottom of the cup. When you put water in it, would it be flat at the top or would it be round?
It would be round.
You saying at the top of your cup. I'm not talking
if
about the shape of the cup.
You
got a round cup.
The shape of the cup. We got a round cup.
Yeah, the cylinder type cup. But at the bottom of it is round at the bottom.
Right.
Like, it's not flat in there at the bottom. That part is round. Like if you look at it from a sideway point of view, you see the roundness in there. If it was a glass, right? You pour that water in that glass that's round, it's going to fill that up, correct?
Right.
And then when it gets to the top, is it going to be round at the top or is it going to be flat?
I want to say it's round.
See, I like you. I like you. You want to go against the grain. That's good. See, the fact is our skin gives us a perception of how we look at anything, right? Just as much as our eye gives us a perception of how we see it from how we're looking at it. So now, It depends on our perceptions, right? So if the earth was round, the water might take shape of the roundness. However, if the gravity is pulling it down, it might take that as its look. So now it's different ways that, you know, you have to now figure out, is this round, is it flat, or is my eye seeing it like that, or is it like a camera? You know, a camera is a round camera, isn't it? Don't it have like a round lens? It's not a flat lens, is it?
Right. Round. So depending on the camera.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so majority has a lot of cameras is made like the eyeball itself, correct?
Right. Yes.
So they give one naturally where it looks round. But then what if they took a picture and it shows that it's round? Would that mess up how you're perceiving it, how it looks?
Say that one more time.
You got a camera lens that's round. You take a picture, mm-hmm. and now when you look at the picture, it looks round.
All right.
Like you see the edges, and you see the roundness on the edges. It's not like a flat-looking picture. You actually can see mm-hmm. that, whoa, did you take this picture through something round?
You know what? Yeah, it would. Okay, yeah, it would throw it up. You know, you're talking, but I'm attempting to hone in on the deeper meaning, but
yeah,
and I need to keep it simple. I need to keep it simple though, but
because we're gonna get there anyway.
It would. To answer your question, yes, it would throw me all off.
Right, you'd be like, "Whoa, I can't tell. How is this my eyes or what the picture?" I got to know the difference between mm-hmm. the picture and my eyes. Is the eyes is perceiving it wrong, or is the picture taking the picture differently, and I got to see how that's being perceived when I know when I walk on the ground, it's flat. Why they take this picture and it looks round? So now it could be by the camera that's giving you the trickery. We call it trickology. So that's
trickery.
How we can trick ourselves in the constant, right? So just like
mm-hmm.
our eyes, right, our eyes aren't flat, correct?
Right.
But we can see flatness with our eyes, can't we?
I'm looking at it now.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that you can't see roundness. I'm just saying you can see flatness, can't you?
Right.
So that must mean you got some flat and some round going on in your eye in order for you to see all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, if you grab the book and you say, okay, this book is flat because I know it. I can see it from this side to that side, right? You grab the book, get real close mm-hmm. to it. You look at it real close. You're like, whoa. There's a little bumps here. If you got on the floor, same thing. You're like, this floor looks flat. But then you get on the floor and get it from a flat point of view and look. You're like, whoa, there's some lumps there. There's some dirt here. I didn't even see all this. The terrain changes by how you're seeing it in your perception. So if you're looking at a bird's eye point of view and you're looking at the ground, couldn't the ground look flat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has terrain, it has grass, it has trees that's coming all out of it. So now my perception has to be able to, you know what I mean, coexist
mm-hmm.
with the same thought. And that's how you balance mm-hmm. stuff. That's how you see thought. Because you can throw something across the room. But if you throw it across the room, is it just you threw it straight across? Gravity got you now. So now is it gravity pulling it down while you're throwing it? When your eyes are looking at something, is when gravity is involved, is it bending your eyes and you don't see exactly what you think you're seeing?
Mm-hmm.
If you stayed on one side of the street, right, and you said, okay, I'm going to go over there to the other side of the street, you're going to look at a building, right, and let's just say some mm-hmm. grass is where you're at. You're going to get closer to that building while the grass you're getting on. You start to see the bottom of the building. Like, you didn't see that before when you was across the street.
Mm. Yeah.
And so that makes the perception change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you know that your eyes are just like how your knowledge is. Every time you get knowledge,
I'm on to something. So wouldn't it be interesting if one has the wisdom of this particular knowledge and they start to create what they call, I guess, optical illusions? to where, you know, try to manipulate. Even manipulation can be inserted in this, right?
Right. What is a slight difference between manipulation and charm? That's why charisma.
Okay.
That's why charisma has character. Charisma would be
right.
Charismatic. Somebody who's able not only to enhance the people, but enhance them the correct way versus the wrong way.
Right.
Like, I could give you my intention. However, it's my intention to help you or hurt you while I'm giving my intention.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what separates the 90
perception.
From the 10. Right.
This is why perception is important. I'm with you
now. See? And now we're going back into the nine. We're going back into the nine perceptions of thought, like from deception. How do you see deception? How do you see inception? How do you see conception? Of course, if you got those four principles from the deception, there's what we said, reception. How do you see reciprocity from it? And then there's the interception, because something stopped you at the 6-point stop of you. Fire, earth, air, rain yourself, you actually find out there's a moisture and then there's a dryness about yourself. Now, you say, what is that interception happening? Because it's an inner, in yourself, deception that's happening. How did you get so attracted to this low, low, low vibration? Because now, etherically, you got to see it on a higher vibration, etherically, because you felt the first part of ether. The first part of the 6-point zone into the sex, and not knowing it's sex, you got to be sensual. Not saying this car is sexy, but this car is beautiful. Why do I see the outside material not within the inside material? That's why the seven end up being heaven, or it could be hell if you can't tell, as the head becomes a tail, and the tail becomes a head. How you get ahead of yourself now? Because of the exception that I wasn't accepting, and I finally just started to accept it. And that's why I'm like, oh, that's what happened to me. I allow a low, all lowest allowance. I gave myself an allowance, and the lowest currency I could ever take. And besides, I said, I want the income for my outcome. I'll take it. Oh, I took it. Now I'm taking. These are movies. They give it to you as a token. Now you get appreciated for your token. That's why we're jewel and jewelry now. We've been jewels ever since. We've been, as I said, but how are we going back to the no bells? Because of no balls. See, the no bells and the no balls, this represents coins that became no balls to the coins. That's why the coin and carnage is basically the same. We've been putting in a bag of coins. And so people letting go of their bag is like letting go of their treasure, what they measure. They measure this from their heart. Yet it's measured from the heart as to be light as a feather. Not to be a treasure like as heavy as a treasure chest, yet this is what people put in their breath of their self. This is why the breath is necessary. How do you breathe through this? How do you use your third dimensional self? Isn't you face duality all the time, and that's all you do with your Gemini 3? It's a gem in your eye. It's not coal in your eye. It's a gem in your eye. Yet, you're not calling yourself a Gemini energy. And then, matter of fact, you probably don't like Gemini. And then, matter of fact, you probably don't like your hands because that's Gemini, which neurological system. How do you think it comes from Gemini? It's the Tahuti. It's the Elegba. It's the Eshu. It's the bag. You let go of the bag. But this is your spiritual side. How do you get back to your spiritual side? You got to put your airs back into your body. Your heirs is like your hairs to your head. The hair is like the heritage to yourself. The wings that come from Ma'at, that's Aquarius on your ankles, to the Libra that's upside down that has to go back into your pituitary and wake you up again because you fell asleep, Mary. It's called Mary Alice. Alice was in the head that went to Mary that's in the stomach. Everywhere that Mary went, the land was sure to fall low in, follow like you fall in love. When you fall in love, you lower than your heart. You into your stomach. You like this woman because she can cook versus she got talent in the heart that you loved and admired. But she got talent in the heart. You just, that's not what you was admiring. You loved her food. You loved the spiritual, not the soul side. Even though it was soul that created the food, it was a spiritual way she got enhanced to you. And now you say, oh, I loved her soul. Yeah, you talking spirited. You ain't even talking soul yet. You just got started. You're just like a child to everything. When we realize we're a child to everything, that should humble us. Instead, we be acting too serious because you want to be now older than the child. You ain't even do child stuff yet. What child stuff have you done? You hula hoop? You play you play with anything with people? Like, when you play with people and you can do it social, right? You can do it social. There's a difference between social. If you can do it social, that means everybody had a good time, everybody left, and it wasn't no fuse. And if it was, it didn't get that high. It was like, because some of us not going to always agree. I get this. Yet, we can all still get along. That's what coexisting is about. This is why we're learning now in this generation of generations how we have to have coexistence regardless of I don't like you, you don't like me, I hate you, you hate me. I gave you a gift. That gift was rape. Now I got to realize how to get past this without saying, okay, I'm going to kill you for that. Because somehow it's not me that's supposed to be punishing you. You punished yourself when you did that to me. Now I got to realize I don't have to put my hands on you. You already did that to yourself when you did that to me. You did that for yourself to learn. Not, I just happen to be the vessel you got to learn it through. And now I got to see how you are changing or maybe even observing this experience or even ignoring this experience as it's supposed to be you going through it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we see people and we say we suffering, we be like, man, I want that person to suffer too because I was suffering. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense that you felt pain, somebody pinched you, and you're like, damn, I want to pinch that person back because that person pinched me. And now you finally got where they at. They were like in the first lane now. They like seven behind you when they first pinched you. When they got that far up, you still want to get all the way over there. You finally got them. It's like they done forgot everything. You say, hey, how you doing? Hey, remember this? And you pinch them. Did that really feel good? They like, damn, you kind of threw me off. I ain't even know where you came running for. What? Oh, I pinched them. Man, I don't even think about it like that. Or how about you pinched them and they take a gun out? You're like, oh, shoot. I ain't think you're going to pull a gun out. I was just going to pinch you back. Well, how much do we really like to pass pain around? Well, we don't know how much pain is going to be when you get it back as you pass it again. Even though it was passed to you, it just might have been some old, I don't know, some elect bus stuff that was way back in the day that somebody said, let me get it to him right now and see if he passed that lesson. Let me see if when he told them people in front of that crowd, they said, if he punched you in the face, what you going to do about it? I'm not going to punch him back, or I'm going to just punch him one time and leave it alone. But then when it actually happened, you whooped up on him. And it's like, oh, yeah, he ain't learned no lesson. He's still going through it right now. Let's go and put him in another one. Just see if he's going to catch on. These are the three lefts that we take to get one right. You can go around that corner. However, if a person said a corner is to the right and you go left, you got to go three lefts to figure it out. Man, I went the wrong way. No, you didn't go the wrong way. You went the left way.
Yeah.
Now you need two more lefts to get to where you was at. Yeah.
See,
and that's 13 generations.
That part, eternal, what I heard you saying is that we are all teaching each other always on a soul level. That's what I heard.
Yes. Yes. Yes and yes and yes. Because we all here. We all here.
Yeah.
We all here for a reason. Even if you don't like that tomahawk that's next to you getting the gas from the gas
tank. Come on.
It might be something that tomahawk says, hey, you know what? Today they just told me blah, blah, blah. He'd be like, dang, man, I'm not even thinking about that. But thank you for now giving me that thought. Because you don't know who is here to pass on the message.
Yep.
How you don't know how it's coming to you. Yet you're about to get the Messiah. And the Messiah gives you the message to all types of environments. Whether you in hell or you in heaven. See, your heaven might be your hell. Your hell might be your heaven. You just didn't know that.
Come on.
And now here comes this message and it wakes you up and you're like, okay, this is I supposed to be assembling myself. Okay, maybe I need to cut off my private part for a moment and to now attach myself to the reality that I'm facing. I can't be always thinking, oh, first thing I need to do is think about me. Maybe you do got to think of how you honor your me. Peace, brother. I got a question. I'll be back.
Okay.
Be back.
Okay. Okay. By the time he comes back, you guys, he'll be able to close us out. But actually, we're going to kind of end it there, guys, because this is a classroom that I want us to kind of ponder on, you know, ponder on this in your very own life. You know what I'm saying? Like, what does this mean to you? The 14, he spoke about, he kept saying 13 generations, but I titled the show 14 generations, but I feel that it's the same concept. You know what I'm saying? So however you perceive perception, I want to share with you guys early on in my spiritual journey. I kind of look back over my life. Hold on, you guys. I got to do something real quick. So as I look over my personal life, you know, and one thing I would say in my spiritual, quote, awakening, you know what I'm saying, what I first learned is that when you think you're woke, you're not woke at all, okay? You know, it's level to even what we call the spiritual awakening. But I feel that it's like a dormant remembrance. Instead of calling it spiritual awakening or woke, and woke, you know, conscious community, all these political agendas and programs, you know, that they have out here to kind of manipulate and play on your mind. That's what that is. That's what the spiritual community is. So y'all be careful in the spiritual community. I just want to let y'all know that now. Be careful in this pimp game, you know, because what it is, go back and listen to our archives, you know what I'm saying? I think we talked about typing in Hanson Awareness Radio Spiritual Community 401KC, I think that's what I called it. But go back and listen to that broadcast. But, you know, to be aware, you guys. So perception, that's where I was going with that. Perception is very important. So I would encourage anyone listening to play with perception in your own life. You know what I'm saying? Play. Don't treat spirituality or healing as a chore. You know, start to play with it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So let's just say how you perceive a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like it turned out to be kind of a what we call a negative outcome for you. You know what I'm saying? So why not take that same situation and switch your perception, you know what I'm saying? So try to alter your perception, say, okay, look at that a different way and see if the outcome comes a little better, you know what I'm saying? So we have to be the scientists of our own selves in our own lives, you know what I'm saying? So before I have you wrap up, Eternal, if you're back, are you back?
Yeah, I'm black. Sure, black.
You're back. Okay. Now, you said... Now, you kept saying 13 generations interchangeably. So is it 13 or 14, or what did we miss? Explain.
So the 13 is supposed to, right, the 13 is the moon cycles that we're still living and facing ourselves as the generation unfolds itself. So I know we explained generation father, generation mother, generation son. Out of these 13 connections, is basically saying your body. So you're in a section of each body that's having a generation unfolding of itself. Like we learned about Aries generation, Taurus generation, Pisces generation, right? From Aries and Taurus, there was this book of Moses that was broken up. Right.
Wait a minute. Whoa!
Okay.
Whoa! Oh. Keep going. Go ahead.
No, let it go. This is how it goes. This is how we're supposed to, the epiphanies come within seconds, nanoseconds. So what somebody's experience is somebody else's experience within seconds of that second or time of that time. So now you see how the unfolding of time is the illusion, like how the sun goes over our head. It's closer now to the earth. So as the time is going, just like I was saying about the rainbow and everything, well, I didn't get to that. The rainbow actually happens to be the seven rays, right? Well, it's seven rays into the six. So the seven rays, as the cycles, are into the six. So this is that 13. This is how 13 is a moon, 13 moon cycles. This is why 7 times 6, or like 7 into itself of the rays with the ether of 6 creates a rainbow. If you actually have the sunlight shoot into your house at a certain section, you'll find a rainbow in your house. If you use the water and spread it on the grass while the sun is out, you see a rainbow. If it was dark and it was wet on the grass and you move where the light is, you'll find rainbows on the grass. So basically 7 is invisible. So in our generations of 7 that was like created, we're going to use 7 as in 7 days, and they're going to still see it. They're just not going to know what they're looking at. So we're going to look at it as 5 generations, right, with an invisible 2 that's not being existent. So we're going to say Pisces, Jesus peace, without telling them Aries and Taurus peace. But we're going to call it testimony and New Testament, Old Testament, yet coming through Pisces generation, which is the actual physical Pisces, the in-between, what the body end up having, the in-between energy of chakras opening up once you are knowing 3 generations of unfolding itself, mom, dad, and yourself. How do you have a 4th generation, your grandma, your granddad, right? And then that grandma and granddad had a grandma and granddad. So now you're seeing your generations through the cycles of your family's heritage that's behind you, that's now present because you're now aware of it. This is how you become a part of what they call it, the Kabbalah, the firmament tree, the Kananga, that they put in that corner of the tree, put in the corner of the room, so that you can still kind of like, you got something of yourself, you just didn't know it was built on this cornerstone being rejected by putting it in the corner, open up the window, right, and make it a point of, it's a storage. You open up the window so everybody can see your Noels, your Noels, your no teacher. The L represents teacher. So your Noels are now showing. And now you walk around with Saturnalia, all this pedophilia, pedophile, have Satan claws, have your daughter, somebody sit on his lap while he's getting a little hard on, and he's talking about, oh, I'm going to do this for you, I'm going to do that. You just got to be naughty or nice to get it. And now we realize naughty is the same thing as nice, foolish. And at the same time, our women, they grow up with this mentality to say, hey, I'm going to wear the stockings, and I'm going to start wearing this stuff. See, I'm Pisces. Pisces represents the Benjamin and Levi aspect. Levi is Gemini. Now, how about I got some shoes on my feet right now, some boots, and it says Levi's on it. I'm like, God, dig it. I'm really paying. I got to pay attention. And it's red. Yet, red represents the root chakra. Now, I got Pisces feet, but I'm wearing Levi's boots. Levi represents Gemini. So I'm putting my Gemini on my feet, and I'm making it red. Like, there's so many things that we're unaware of. The Bible gave it to you in reference code. Now you got to take that code and put it to your cycles of yourself and see how that works. Don't only just do that. Go on over there into the Ayurveda, and pull some of that out. Go on over there to Kemet and pull some of these deities out and see how they all match up to you. Because you're spread it across the world. That's what this Asar was about. The 13, the 14 pieces that were spread across the world, and only one piece was missing. That one piece is missing. Now, they say, well, since he can't find that piece, let's just say that he going to be lost. She's going to be lost all her life. She ain't going to know nothing about this. She ain't going to know about you spread it all across the world. So when you go over here and, let's say, Mexico, you start to feel something about your stomach, and your stomach starts to tell you certain things. You're like, God dang, my stomach is talking to me. Like, how is this talking to me? Like, but your stomach been talking to you. Whenever you smell something, your nose was talking to you, and then your stomach started talking. And then it was like, dang, I'm hungry. I need to eat. There's these sciences that are doing this now because they figured it out. Even though we've been figured it out, we just kind of still ain't realize how we're using it. That's why you're an astronaut. You get in the car, you put on a seatbelt, and you on air, and you time travel. Boom. You astronaut. You've been astronaut. But we call it time travel. We don't call it astronaut. They just came up with the name of astro, like astrain.
Mm-hmm.
So to still give us something separated from the two, this is how we got a three without seeing it. It's only up to us in choice to say, okay, let me just be neutral about it. I don't even listen to me. Just be like, I don't know what this brother's saying. Stay neutral to what I'm saying. That way you'll find out how that works? You'll find out how natural things start to show itself. And you're like, oh, I ain't even listen to him. I mean, I listened to him. However, I didn't take it all for what it was until now I see for what it is. And that is present. You become a present when you start to get gifts that you didn't even have to wrap up. How present is that?
Mm.
That's why the 13th became a 14th generation. The 13th generation was to say, okay, I finally figured it out. I was sitting with the 12 disciples of my whole body of myself, and I didn't realize I'm a body too, thinking about the body parts. So now that I can put that together, I can connect to whoever, and there's the 14th generational connection. You're willing to give this type of love to anybody.
All right. Okay. All right. So, guys, I hope you guys followed that. You know what I'm saying? Go back and replay this particular broadcast, you guys. Go back and sit down with your notepad, you know what I'm saying, and truly put it together for you. I got my aha moment, you know, if y'all can feel that certain shift of energy, you know what I'm saying? Because I got my aha right here live on the particular broadcast, so I got it. I got it. All right. Beautiful. That's it, guys. Join us tomorrow. Tomorrow, guys, what are we going to be talking about tomorrow? Oh, guys, we got a lot. Nat Turner. All right. Nat Turner is tomorrow. So I know that that's a – I hear Eternal talk about Nat Turner a lot. You know what I'm saying? So I know a little, not much. So I want to dedicate tomorrow to Nat Turner, you know, in researching who he was. Nat Turner, guys, we're going to be talking about Nat Turner tomorrow. Eternal is going to break us down and let us know who Nat Turner was and, you know, anything that we need to know. You know what I'm saying, about his legacy, just anything. We're going to be talking about all of that tomorrow. So join us same time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. And, yeah, that's all I got, guys. To get discussions in the black room, we'll be coming back sometime 2022, if they come back, but 2022. So be on the lookout for that. Also, Mary Fox, she's going to be resuming her particular broadcast. She talks about politics. So please be sure to catch Mary every other Monday, and that's at 8 Central, so that's 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central every other Monday. And please be sure that you guys are in our Facebook group. I know on some of the show notes that you may not see the Facebook group, but if you guys go to Facebook, type in Enhancing Awareness Radio, you should see a green all-seeing eye type deal. Please be sure to join our group because I make it a point to put the live show that we are doing at the announcement section. So it's always going to be pinned to the top in the announcement sessions, the live show, if you want to comment or have a suggestion. Or sometimes I put any kind of like links or lectures or anything like that, I always, not always, I sometimes put it in the comment section. So anyway, guys, my point is join the Facebook group. All right, that's my point.
It's present. Short. I like that.
All right, guys.
Yeah,
you've
been
present.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, gratitude to the energy. Gratitude to this particular broadcast. Eternal, you know, when you mentioned the 14 generations, I'm like, wait, whoa. You know, I think you were teaching something, but you kind of said that, you kind of inserted that real quick, but I'm like, whoa, wait, that sounds interesting. So let me pull that, and we're going to do a whole cycle on that. Great turnout. Thank you. I learned so much in this time that we have, so gratitude.
Yeah.
All righty, Tony, you take us out.
The story that most of us know is not the story that a lot of us have been told. We've been told about who Kepa Ra is. Kepa Ra is a keper or keeper of light, and the light became Ra. Ra has been manifested through what we call Sekhmet. Now, of course, how do we get to these connections is through Heru. And Heru Kahuti is this last embodiment of the child that now realize who the child is to become, a stronger man, as in one who can now procreate, give life back to itself, as in to stay erect. Now, of course, not wrecked up like just taking black ant without taking sea moss. This is our reality. We have to now learn how to use the nature that's our form. This is where formula comes from. See, you took breast milk from a cow or from a human. This is where the idea of Aset being the connection. She was this holy breath that gave us life, that was suckling from the breast, that gave us oxytocin, the ability to know how our dopamine and our adrenochrome basically are in the same matchup as plasma. Your plasma is DNA, as like RNA is. RNA is the opposition to where your hand, and when you get sweaty and palmy, it would be because of your nervous system, while your other skin is checking your temperament of how much heat is indicated. We do have a two side to ourselves, yet this represents the three side of how masculine and feminine we are on principles before we even became a gender. Now that we see these things, these are the cycles of how each day was like a year, each year was like a generation unfolding on that sixth generation or sixth day or the sixth year, you finally find out within the sixth of 60 or 6 seconds of your nanoseconds, are you really your nanny connected to your nano? Ashe yourself to the point that you are connected to the nature, and nurture is next to nature, as a god would be, netzers and netzerets. Are we husband and wife to each other, not just a husband to the house being banned or a wife being wifed up? We got to actually see how we're connected to these natures that we call netzers, that etheric ether or netzer, that nut of netzer, that Geb, the mountain, has we as a point climb to, even as a mountain lion, to a goat lion or goat mountain or mountain goat. We're all a mountain to ourselves, to a mountain to who we are. No longer lying or lying down, being a lion as Daniel, not just David as the divider. Ashe, Ashe, oh.